sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. We are enjoying beautiful weather over the last few weeks, and it's gotten me thinking about the taking advantage of our good weather in order to add value to our homes and our properties. And so today I have a special guest. Her name is Michaela Lundin. She is a designer, both exterior and interior, and she owns My Life Home and Gardens. Michaela, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
I am really looking forward to our conversation. I know that you bring creativity, but also an interesting combination of simplicity and practicality to your design. And of course, I've experienced this firsthand in our home. So I'm really looking forward to our conversation today.
Well, thank you for the kind words. I appreciate the compliment.
So we're talking about adding value,
yes.
And you're specific on adding curb appeal.
Mm-hmm.
So take us through a bit of the process when you drive by a home and what you notice about a home when you're just doing a drive-by.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah, pretty much every other house or every house if I'm... Well, keeping an eye on the road, of course, first. But as I'm driving by, I usually notice, what would I do? What would I change? Because as a designer, your eye is always thinking, ooh, I like that. Oh, I don't like that. This could be better. That could be better. So for me, it's like you say, curb appeal. That's what you see when you pull up to a house. You look at the landscaping. You look at the yard. You look at the front door. You look at the house itself. And usually what your eye is drawn to is not the good things about it, but what is out of place or what's wrong and what needs to be looked at. I mean, there's some gorgeous manicured properties in town, don't get me wrong. But in the spring, for example, when all the snow is gone and kind of the remnants of last year's gardens and, you know, planting pots and stuff rear their little heads, and that's where I'm like, ooh, they could use a little help in this area, and they could use a little bit of help in this area. So that's what I notice the most, is kind of where I would come in to help that house or help that customer.
And it's interesting you mention that your eye is drawn to something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when people are looking at buying a house and they drive, you know, we always do a drive-by. We
yes.
don't want to, you know, be all excited and let people know that we've honed in on one and we're interested in that property. We do the drive-by.
Yes.
And our eyes are drawn to something about that home. And usually we're looking for what's going to reduce the price
mm-hmm.
When I make an offer on this home,
mm-hmm.
and my eye would go to cleanup.
Yes.
How much time is this going to take for me to be not working at my employment and take time out of my day to go clean it up or hire someone to go and clean up? What do you think about yard cleanup in terms of doing kind of a basic cleanup for increasing value on a home?
Well, number one, I think when you're presenting a house for sale, it says a lot about you and how you keep the rest of the house, both inside and out, and maintain it for resale value for the potential customer. If your front yard looks unkept, then possibly you're not maintaining. You're not maintaining your utility room, your plumbing and heating and electrical, your roof. And, you know, people might think if you're slacking in the front garden and you're slacking on your curb appeal, then potentially the house has problems or issues. But if you're presenting a home, if you really care about your home inside and out, or you want to portray that for sale, obviously we all want to put our best face forward to get the best return, then it's best to get out there early in the spring, prune, weed, deadhead, turn over your garden, get rid of all those old pots and whatever you have. Just a general, really tidy cleanup. And then people see, oh, okay, so it's kind of a blank slate. And they can think about, oh, I could do this, I could do that. There's nothing really there that's a negative. But you want to go even next step. You want to go to the next level. What can I now do to have them drawn to a positive? So If it's spring, the grass is out, you want to cut your grass. You want to edge your driveway, walkway. Well, simple things that might take an hour out of your day on a weekend, or you could hire someone to do it. Just really show the potential buyer that you care and did that extra little thing. Doesn't, like I say, it doesn't cost you much, doesn't take much time, but it is a reflection of you and the property that you're trying to sell. So that's kind of the very basic first step.
So I need a little bit of an education here.
Mm-hmm.
What is deadheading?
Okay.
Back to the cleanup. You still got me at cleanup here.
That's
what's
right.
Deadheading?
So at the end of the year, or even actually now, throughout the year, as flowers die off and the buds are spent and they sometimes fall off or just shrivel up and die and dry up, and they look kind of unkept, you go around with scissors and you just snip off all the dead flowers, or you use your hand, you just pinch, and that's called deadheading, which promotes new blooms, new flowers, new growth, and just keeps the plant healthy and looking great. So at the end of a season, for example, when spring comes, you had all your fall perennials do their thing, go over the winter, and the new baby greens want to come up, but here's all this dead dry stalk that's sticking up 2 feet out of the ground, and that just doesn't look good. So I come in, take my scissors, whatever, cut it nice and neat right at the base where the little new green leaves are starting, or buds or whatever, depending on the plant or the shrub. And you would be surprised what a difference just that little tidy up does to the eye to make it look all professionally landscaped.
Now you've explained deadheading.
Yes.
And apparently I've done this, actually. So
good. You were doing it. You just didn't know you were doing it. There's a term. Well, perfect. You're ahead of the game.
So we kind of have a level one or an entry level in terms of the outside, the gardening area, where we're talking just basic cleanup.
Yep.
And then if we want to kind of turn it up a notch, we're looking at a level two, which you mentioned, mowing the grass and edging.
Yes.
Would that be accurate?
Yes.
That's kind of the
exactly.
Next step. I like the idea of when you drive by and you're looking at a property to purchase, you see a neutral, clean slate, and then that person's ideas can start to percolate.
Exactly.
As opposed to thinking about what we need to do to clean up to get to that blank slate.
Yes.
So that I think that's very positive. So what else could we do besides edge trimming to clean up, and not just clean up, but do that next level?
The next level would be if you already have existing flower beds, or let's say you have a tree in your front yard and you have something around the tree where you could potentially create a flower bed, or there used to be one. Again, go in, grab a shovel, turn the soil over, make it look like new, fresh dirt, possibly lay down your landscape fabric. If you don't want to plant and invest in the flowers because you're moving or selling and you're not really into that, or you can't water or maintain it, then at least prepare it for the next person by having the landscape cloth prevents weeds. So that's going to save you time and money while you're doing other things. And then mulch. I mean, you can get on sale $2, $3, $4 a bag of cedar mulch. And just cover the beds, and it looks, again, neat and clean and tidy. It has a little bit more of a finished look to it.
I like the contrast, on your place, the mulch to the grass.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
Such a beautiful contrast. Of course, you have lovely flowers, but even if you didn't have flowers,
exactly.
That contrasting color, it just really cleans it up beautifully.
Yes. Thank you.
So you were talking about, maybe adding a little bit of flowers. What if I really don't want to disturb the dirt? I like my grass. I just want to trim the grass, edge where I need to edge. Mm-hmm. What other options are available? I do want to add some color. I do want to add something
exactly. That,
again, where you said about the eyes being drawn to a particular point on the home, and I want my eyes to be drawn, and I want customers' eyes to be drawn to a positive point. What else could I do with flowers?
So the next easiest, fastest, cheapest way is just hanging baskets. Pick up a couple hanging baskets. Make sure the color scheme works with your house, the style of your house. Potentially by the front door, you can have a planter on the ground. If you have a concrete front entry, just pop a planter, again, with appropriate colored plants or flowers.
When you say appropriate colored, what are you referring to by that?
Well, again, because a designer sees the colors of a home, and we're trying to make a connection to something. And okay. For me, I'm not a matchy-matchy person, but it needs to, talk to each other. It needs to go. It can't clash.
Oh, okay.
So you take from your home stuff you can't change, like the color of your front door, the color of your siding, whatever, that yes. you want to have as an inspiration. And then you find a flower pot that doesn't clash with that color, that complements it. And the flowers, too. If you have a super busy house with lots of colors on the front, you might want to just have a muted color palette. However, if you have kind of a boring, neutral, maybe one or two colors, white house, gray house, whatever, you want, might want to have a punch to draw the eye to the front door. So red or purple or whatever your favorite color is, as long as it doesn't compete, it needs to accentuate and be the star. Mm. And it shouldn't clash or contradict with the style of the home. Otherwise, people will wonder, okay, something doesn't look right here. They might not know why. But a trained eye will know why it's not working, right?
So. And that's why we have your trained eye here with us today.
Yes, thank you.
So take us to the next level. So we're looking at containers and hanging baskets just to really mm-hmm. brighten things and bring that matching between the garden area and things, positive things about the house. What would be the next level that we could add some curb appeal and potentially some value to our home?
Hire a designer. Somebody like me, based on your budget. I mean, some people hear designer and they're like, well, I can't afford one. There's no way I can have somebody do my flower beds for me. But it's literally whatever your budget, price point, whether it's $200, $500, $600, we can work with you and we can do one flower bed or two. We can do one by the front door where it's the most impact. We can do two under on either side under the windows. We can do something under a tree if you have a tree. And a good designer or gardener or landscaper will always look at the soil conditions. They're going to look at exposure north, south, east, and west. They're going to see if you need drought tolerant plants, full sun, part sun, and hopefully put in the appropriate plants, flowers, shrubs. And you can also ask for low maintenance if you don't want to have to weed or water. And these are all things you can discuss within that budget. But that would kind of be the next level. If you want to go all out, and that would be absolutely gorgeous, is to have somebody put in the beds and have them work with the house. And you would sell it, I would think, for a lot more than if you didn't have that, whoever's buying it.
I really appreciate someone else taking on the liability of knowing what plants do what, need to be put where. So definitely I would be the hire the designer and have them come and do the work for me.
Well, thank you. That's what we're there for. And like I said, any person, any house, any budget, we can work with you and make it look really nice and get you that extra couple thousand bucks for your house. I really believe it. It's all about curb appeal.